According to worship leaders Shane and Shane, God's Word is an integral part of worshiping Him. Today on Making Your Life Count, listen as they share their thoughts.
The Word of God is living and active, and it does things in the heart. It satisfies the heart. It's the only thing in this world that will satisfy us. And so we want to sing truths that are helpful and that are lasting and that will give our kids the tools to deal with, I say our kids, us as well as kids, the tools to navigate the trappings of this world.
And knowing and following God's Word is crucial.
We want to arm ourselves with the Word of God, and I think the Lord has given us in what we do vocationally an opportunity to put these truths into melodies and into music in a way, hopefully, that feeds the Spirit, because we want to be equipped, and we want the bride. We want our hearts to be healthy. We want our kids' hearts to be healthy. And the way that we are healthy is by feeding the Spirit. And I think that's just like a biblical principle that is true, like Colossians 3:16. We want the Word of Christ richly in us.
Plus, singing God's Word is a great way to learn Scripture and to praise Him.
Well, how do we do that? We teach and admonish one another through singing. Psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs. Well, that's what we want to do. We want the Word of Christ to dwell richly in us. And we hopefully, this is what this album does. Hopefully it's what all of our albums do. We kind of have lived in the Psalms, we've lived in the hymns, and this new series of records that we've been creating apart from worship in the Word is Psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs.
God's Word is an important part of praising Him. Do you want to learn more about reading God's Word and praising Him? Visit cru.org to search and explore the many resources there.